So I'm still here in Halifax at the NCRC conference, the National Campus Community Radio Conference, and I'm speaking with Sylvia Richardson, who's from CJSF Radio in Burnaby, British Columbia, but also the North American Vice President of AMARC, which is the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters. So Sylvia, what I wanted to talk to you about was the motion that just got passed at the closing plenary of the NCRC. The National Campus Community Radio Association just voted by an overwhelming majority to endorse the call for boycotts, divestments, and sanctions against Israeli apartheid and in solidarity with the Palestinian people. Can you just tell me a little bit about this motion and why you feel it's significant that it was passed today?
Well, I think that as members of the NCRA, we are community radios that have come together around a statement of principles that is committed to representing the voice of those who are unrepresented in society, of those who are oppressed by media outlets that have commercial interests in place of the interests of the people. And so making the statement of solidarity states that we as a community organization, community radios, recognize the right of Palestinians to speak up against the occupation, to speak up against the violation of their borders, against the continued oppression by the State of Israel and Palestinians.
You were also there at the last AMARC conference that happened in Argentina in 2010, where a similar boycott, divestment, and sanctions motion against Israel was passed. Can you just tell me a little bit about that motion there? And basically, you know, what was the sentiment on the floor when that motion was passed?
AMARC, for people who are not aware, is an organization of over 4,000 radio stations in 125 countries, and it has more of a juridical role of asserting the right of community radios, the right to communicate, which is already enshrined in the United Nations under the Charter of Rights under Article 19. And basically, when the motion came on the floor, it was unanimously passed, primarily because most of our community radios are well acquainted with repression, with silencing of their voices by governments, by dictatorships, by many barriers. And so recognizing that not only do we need to protect our right to speak for our communities, the voices that represent our communities, but there's also a need for us to unite our voices on a global scale in solidarity of people who are fighting for self-determination, like Palestinians. And as we realize that the voices of journalists are so essential to bringing out news, to bringing out awareness of what is going on, we must protect one another. And issuing a statement of solidarity is one step, one symbolic step towards realizing we must stand together against oppression.
I mean, there's kind of a counter argument to be made that the National Campus Community Radio Association, the NCRA, as a media institution, should not be taking a side one way or another in the Israel-Palestine conflict. Why do you feel it's important to expressly take this side in solidarity with the Palestinian people?
I think that the argument for objectivity or this idea of neutrality has been very popular, particularly in North America. Elsewhere in the world, people are very conscious that our voices are biased. Our voices are biased by our social conditions, whether it's poverty, whether it's war, whether it's oppression by state or oppression by racist policies. And so to speak of some neutrality is to speak on the side of the status quo. It's to speak on the side of power. So for us, we recognize that being that we are biased, it is important to the integrity of our reporting that we report on things that can be corroborated, that have truth, that have facts to back those statements up. In the case of Palestinians and their struggle for liberation, I think it's very clear to the world that the borders are, arbitrarily being put in place, that there's a violation of the borders, there's a violation of their human rights as the walls are continuously encroaching on the rights of Palestinians to move freely and to live without persecution within that land. So to speak in favor of the right of people to liberate themselves is not to take a position of any kind, but simply to realize that as people, we are always part of that structures of domination. Whether if we are silenced, we are siding with the side of power. When we speak up, we must unite with those who are unrepresented. We must unite with those who are being oppressed and those who are being persecuted.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you.